The three Democratic candidates are State Senator Gwen Moore, State Senator Tim Carpenter, and Milwaukee Attorney Matt Flynn. The three have similar views on most issues, but differ in what they highlight. The 4th Congressional District includes all of the city of Milwaukee and a few moderate income suburbs. In some neighborhoods, the unemployment rate is well above the statewide average. Senator Moore says her 16 years in the legislature have given her a record of accomplishment on the economy.
I'm the mother of the so-called CAPCO program, where we used small amounts of government funds to leverage millions of dollars of private investment in order to keep jobs. I have actually sat down with unions and their employers and saved jobs in this state.
Senator Carpenter says the employment picture in Milwaukee is harmed by higher than average health care costs. He says during his 20 years at the state capitol, he's become a leading advocate of health care reform.
I'm the only one that co-sponsored a bill for universal health care, very similar to Russ Feingold's bill. I introduced it, I push it, and I want to be in the forefront of making this the number one priority of Congress.
Matt Flynn says serving in Congress requires different political experience and skills. He says he has the contacts in Washington, D.C. to bring more federal contracts and jobs to Milwaukee.
Many other states get far more spending, far more grants, far more contracts back than we do. And I think somebody who is focused on bringing jobs back to Milwaukee, like I am, with my background, which is a background as a former chairman of the state Democratic Party and co-chairman of John Kerry's campaign, gives me the ability and the knowledge and the experience to do that.
A group of priest abuse victims targeted Flynn this week for his longtime representation of the Milwaukee Catholic Archdiocese in abuse cases. But Flynn has downplayed those concerns and continued with his fundraising and numerous television ads. A commercial starting today promotes Flynn's endorsement from incumbent Representative Klutschka. Klutschka says Flynn will be able to hit the ground running.
And you have to have a knowledge. There's no lead time, so to speak. And in my view, he deserves the support of my constituents.
But Senator Carpenter says Klutschka's clout may be limited. Prior to redistricting 3 years ago, Klutschka did not represent about half the current 4th Congressional District. So Carpenter contends his extensive door-to-door campaign is connecting with voters who don't know Klutschka or Flynn very well. One night this week, Carpenter even handed out treats whenever a dog joined its owner at a door.
I know I disturbed your dog, so here's a dog biscuit for you. There he goes.
Stella, pay attention.
That'll make him happy for disturbing him at home. But I'm running for Congress. I'm a Democrat.
Carpenter admits he has the smallest campaign war chest of the three candidates, but says he will run TV ads before the September 14 primary. Senator Moore is running some ads on her own, but she also has backing from Emily's List, a national group that gives financial help to women candidates who support abortion rights. Members of the group have paid for a commercial that talks about Moore.
A teenage mother on welfare, she put herself through Marquette. That's why, as state senator, she's fought to make college more affordable for working families.
Moore is the only African American in the Democratic primary, and national black leaders have made an issue of her ethnic background. Wisconsin has never had a non-white person in Congress. But last month, the Reverend Jesse Jackson came to Milwaukee and told a racially mixed crowd of supporters that Moore belongs on Capitol Hill.
If we can run and swim together in Athens, Greece, if we can fight and die together in Baghdad, and we can vote together for Gwen Moore.
In typical open seat elections in Milwaukee, the winner of the Democratic primary is the heavy favorite in the general election. But two Republican candidates are making a serious bid this fall, and Moore, Carpenter, or Flynn will have to keep running hard through November 2nd. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.